Hello, and welcome to Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee. Coffee and Code is your weekly rundown for the latest top tech news from around the world delivered every Wednesday. On my show, you'll find a mix of the latest tech news from around the world, including emerging tech, privacy, cybersecurity, and more, including interviews with experts, innovators, and everyday tech tips to level up your life. Subscribe to Coffee and Code to be notified when episodes go live. You can also find me on Twitter at AshleyCoffee_ and on Instagram at AshleyRCoffee89. Thanks for listening and welcome to Coffee and Code. Today, I'll be covering Apple's refusal to testify for the Senate App Store hearing, the Clubhouse data leak, in which 1.3 million scraped user records leaked online for free, and Clearview AI making an appearance in the news again. A recent investigation has found that employees at law enforcement agencies across the U.S. ran thousands of Clearview AI facial recognition searches, often without the knowledge of the public or even their own departments. Lots of information to cover in today's episode, so buckle up and let's download. Apple refuses request to testify for Senate App Store hearing. The Senate Judiciary Committee leaders are demanding that Apple provide a witness for an upcoming hearing on app stores and digital competition after the iPhone manufacturer has refused to participate, according to a new letter to the company released on Friday. In the letter addressed to Apple CEO Tim Cook, Senators Amy Klobuchar and Mike Lee say the company, quote, abruptly decided not to provide a witness for an April hearing on digital markets focused on Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store. Quote, Apple has been aware for weeks that the subcommittee was planning a hearing on this topic and was engaged in discussions with our staff regarding who would testify on Apple's behalf, end quote. Yet a little more than 2 weeks before the planned hearing, Apple abruptly declared that it would not provide any witness to testify at a hearing in April, end quote. Apple did not immediately respond to press requests about this quote. Apple's App Store practices have been under intense scrutiny by lawmakers over the last year. In 2019, the House Judiciary Committee launched an investigation into competition in the tech industry, including Apple's App Store. Throughout the probe, lawmakers honed in on the 30% fees Apple charges app developers. In a Verge interview last June, Chairman David Cicilline called the practice, quote, highway robbery. The criticism extends to the app developers themselves. Fortnite publisher Epic Games sued Apple last year, accusing the company of violating U.S. antitrust laws after it removed the popular Battle Royale game from the App Store. The trial is set to begin on May 3rd of this year. Apple's sudden change in course to refuse to provide a witness to testify before the subcommittee on App Store competition issues in April, when the company is clearly willing to discuss them in other public forums, is unacceptable, the senators wrote. We strongly urge Apple to reconsider its position and to provide a witness to testify before the subcommittee in a timely manner. Interesting stuff here. I will be sure to keep everyone up to speed on what's happening with this. I feel like all of these hearings that were postponed due to COVID largely are starting to kick back up now that things are starting to open up a little bit more. And these things are coming to light. So I don't think this is going to be a rare thing that we're going to be talking about in the next quarter or so or year. I think these lawsuits are here to stay, and I'll be interested to see what the outcomes are. Clubhouse data leak. 1.3 million scraped user records leaked online for free. So far, it seems like it's been the worst week of the year for social media platforms in terms of data leaks, with Clubhouse seemingly joining the fray. Days after scraped data from more than a billion Facebook and LinkedIn profiles, collectively speaking, was put for sale online, it looks like it's now Clubhouse's turn. The upstart platform seems to have experienced the same fate, with a SQL database containing 1.3 million scraped Clubhouse user records leaked for free on a popular hacker forum. The leaked database contains a variety of user-related information from Clubhouse profiles, including user ID, name, photo URL, username, Twitter handle, Instagram handle, number of followers, number of people followed by the user, account creation date, invited by user profile name. I will be linking the original article to this story in the show notes. If you would like to see an example of the leaked data set, you can go to this article and see a little screen grab of it. But Clubhouse has issued a statement about the incident on social media, saying that they have not experienced a breach of their systems. The company said that the data is already publicly available and that it can be accessed by anyone via their API. On Twitter, Clubhouse published a tweet that raised some questions about the privacy stance of the company. Allowing everyone to gather and download even public profile information on a mass scale can have severe negative consequences for user policy. According to Cyber News senior information security researcher Mantas Sasnaukasa, the posting of scraped Clubhouse user data reveals a potential privacy issue within the social media platform itself. Quote, the way the Clubhouse app is built lets anyone with a token or via an API to query the entire body of public Clubhouse user profile information, and it seems that token does not expire, end quote. Mantas argues that even though the Clubhouse privacy policy does not allow unauthorized data mining and data scraping, the platform should go beyond simply stating it in the rules. This should not only be reflected in the terms of service, but also in the technical implementation of the app, making it harder for anyone to scrape user data. Having no anti-scraping measures in place can be seen as a privacy issue. So, what's the impact? The data from the leaked files can be used by threat actors against Clubhouse users by carrying out targeted phishing or other types of social engineering attacks. The SQL database posted on the hacker forum only contains Clubhouse profile information. It didn't contain any deeply sensitive data like credit cards or legal documents in the archive posted by the threat actor. With that being said, even a profile name with connections to the user's other social media profiles identified and established can be enough for a competent cybercriminal to cause some real damage. Particularly determined attackers can combine information found in the leaked SQL database with other data breaches in order to create detailed profiles of their potential victims. With such information in hand, they can stage much more convincing phishing and social engineering attacks, or even commit identity theft against people whose information has been exposed on the hacker forum. So, what are next steps? If you suspect that your Clubhouse profile data may have been leaked by threat actors, it is recommended that you be aware of suspicious Clubhouse messages and connection requests from strangers. Consider using a password manager to create strong passwords and store them securely. Enable two-factor authentication on all of your accounts. Also, don't forget to watch out for potential phishing emails and text messages. Again, don't click on anything suspicious or respond to anyone that you don't know. The investigation into this Clubhouse data dump is ongoing, but in the meantime, you might consider using a personal data leak checker that's linked in this article. It's pretty surface level. You don't pay for any of this stuff. I've seen a lot of scams on the internet that claim to give you some kind of internet report card. Spoiler alert, there's no such thing. But interesting stuff, though. It is a good idea to, you know, check to make sure that your password isn't floating out there on the internet at all times. And also, more importantly, I wanted to emphasize this because I do this to all of my social media. Make sure you enable two-factor authentication. Do it on all of your accounts. It might seem like a nuisance. It might seem annoying. But honestly, it's the best thing you can do to secure all of your accounts, especially in this day and age of data leaks. You heard it here first. Hot tip, turn on two-factor authentication. Employees at 1,800 public agencies in the U.S. used Clearview AI for about 340 facial recognition searches without informing the public or their departments. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I've been following Clearview AI. If you're not familiar with it, take some time and go back to about episode 10, I believe, to learn more about what Clearview AI is, because it's a story in itself. But there's an interesting investigation that has found that employees at law enforcement agencies across the U.S. have run thousands of Clearview AI facial recognition searches, often without the knowledge of the public. Clearview AI is a controversial facial recognition tool designed for policing that has been quietly deployed across the country with little to no public oversight. According to reporting and data reviewed by BuzzFeed News, more than 7,000 individuals from nearly 2,000 public agencies nationwide have used Clearview AI to search through millions of Americans' faces looking for people, including Black Lives Matter protesters, Capitol insurrectionists, petty criminals, and their own friends and family members. BuzzFeed News has developed a searchable table of 1,800 publicly funded agencies whose employees are listed in the data as having used or tested the controversial policing tool before February 2020. These include local and state police, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Air Force, state healthcare organizations, offices of state attorneys general, and even public schools. In many cases, leaders at these agencies were unaware that employees were using the tool. Five said they would pause or ban its use in response to questions about it. The reporting is based on data that describes facial recognition searches conducted on Clearview AI between 2018 and February 2020, as well as tens of thousands of pages of public records and outreach to every one of the hundreds of taxpayer-funded agencies included in the dataset. The data, provided by a source who declined to be named for fear of retribution, has limitations. When asked about it in March of this year, Clearview AI did not confirm or dispute its authenticity. More than 337 public entities in the dataset confirmed that their employees had tested or worked with the software, while 210 organizations denied any use. Most entities, around 1,100, did not respond to questions about whether they had used it. Still, the data indicates that ClearView has broadly distributed its facial recognition software to federal agencies and police departments nationwide, offering the app to thousands of police officers and government employees who at times used it without training or oversight. Often, agencies that acknowledged their employees had used the software confirmed it happened without knowledge of their superiors, let alone the public they serve. Such widespread use of ClearView means that facial recognition may have been used in your hometown with very few people knowing about it. In a statement to BuzzFeed News, Juan Ton Thot, the company's co-founder and CEO, said it was, quote, gratifying to see how quickly ClearView AI has been embraced by U.S. law enforcement, end quote. He declined to answer more than 50 detailed questions about the company's practices and relationships with law enforcement agencies. Quote, Americans shouldn't have to rely on BuzzFeed to learn their local law enforcement agencies were using flawed facial recognition technology. That is from Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat. This report pulls back the curtain on ClearView's shady campaign to encourage the secret adoption of its service by local police. Inaccurate facial recognition will inevitably cause innocent people to be wrongly accused and convicted of crimes and can very well lead to tragedies, end quote. For years, law enforcement agencies have experimented with facial recognition, a technology that promises to help identify people of interest by matching surveillance photos to known images, such as a headshot from a driver's license or passport. But there are several barriers to its adoption, including high costs, unreliable results, and public opposition. ClearView has pushed its technology into the mainstream with a product it claims is both more accurate and cost-effective than those of its competitors. For a time, it made the tool accessible via a free trial to almost any law enforcement officer who wanted to sign up. Quote, I found this site on a law enforcement website last year. I set up an account to see if it worked. That is from Adrian Williams, police chief in Wilson Mills, North Carolina. Williams said he had tested ClearView AI using his own personal photos, but the software returned no matches. I ran two known personas to see if they came back with any useful info. I didn't think it worked the way the ad said it would, he said. The New York City-based startup claims to have amassed one of the largest known repositories of pictures of people's faces, a database of more than 3 billion images scraped without permission from places such as Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If you've posted images online, your social media profile picture, vacation snapshots, or family photos may well be a part of a facial recognition dragnet that's been tested or used by law enforcement agencies across the country. Data analyzed by BuzzFeed News indicated that individuals at some 1,800 agencies, which were all contacted and asked whether they had ever used ClearView, ran almost 340,000 searches. Based on conversions with people who have used the software, a ClearView search may include a demonstration scan at a trade show, a police officer looking up a colleague as a test, or an actual investigative attempt to find a person of interest. While the database represents only a snapshot of ClearView's reach as of February 2020, it provides unprecedented insight into how facial recognition technology can spread through law enforcement agencies across the country. In a statement to BuzzFeed News, Tone Thot said that in 2 years, the company had helped thousands of agencies solve crimes, including child exploitation, financial fraud, and murder, but did not provide examples when asked. In recent years, Clearview reached hundreds of law enforcement agencies by using a sales strategy commonplace among software companies like Slack and Dropbox. Rather than rely on a standard procurement channels to make a sale, it also targeted individual employees with free trials. That allowed Clearview to create internal demand in a bottom-up manner with the hope that users would advocate within their department to move to a paid version. It's time for your weekly tech tip. This is going to be a groundbreaking tech tip. So listen in, turn up the volume, make sure you're listening. All right. This tech tip is going to be for iPhone users and Android users and flip phone users and any user of a phone that has a power button. This is for you. My tech tip for you this week: take some time, turn off your phone, and go spend some time in nature. It's starting to get nice out again. Go soak up some vitamin D. Spend some good old time just laying in the grass, reading a good book, whatever it is. Just turn off your phone for a few minutes. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 30, maybe it's an hour. You do you. I hope you found this tech tip useful. Let me know what you think. If you enjoyed today's episode of Coffee and Code, head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave a rate and review. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to be notified when new episodes go live every Wednesday. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Code, and I'll see you next week.